It's Clancy, it's Feidelberg, it's KFC Radio. We're back. Today's episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. It's Omaha season for the holidays, because if there's one thing that's going to make you happy over the holidays, we just did Thanksgiving, you got Christmas coming up next, it's eating good. You eat right, you have tasty meals, you're a happy person. That's basically what it comes down to. Food makes humans happy, and Omaha Steak provides the best food, the most food, the best bang for your buck. Our friends over in Heartland have come up with a little scheme, Feidelberg.
Oh, yeah?
They've decided to tell folks out there to double down. Don't get $49.99. Double it up. For $100, get twice as much. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to fucking triple down on these bitches. Triple up on your Omaha order, because the best part is you throw these things in the freezer and your meat stays good forever. You could be eating for a whole year when you triple up your package. It's $49.99 for 22 pieces of meat, okay, Feidelberg? Multiply it by three. How much money is that? $49.99 times three.
$150.
20, close. 22 pieces of meat.
I average.
Yeah, no, you're
I
good.
Round up.
22 pieces of meat slash desserts slash seasoning. 22 pieces times three. What do you got?
66.
You're very lucky that these are round numbers and things you could do in your head, because yeah. 22, 66, that one's easy. If it was like 27, you'd be fucked.
if it was 27, this becomes a two-hour podcast.
So triple up for $100, you get 66 pieces of gourmet food. You could give it to your brother, your sister, and your uncle. Or you could just keep it all for yourself. It's the holiday season. Buy yourself some meat. Omaha, the family gift pack. You go to omahasteaks.com, type in KFC in the search bar, get the family gift pack for $49.99. When you go to quantity, just type in a little three. Triple down on it, Pat McAfee. How about that? $150.
That's like some bear hibernating shit. Like, you won't need food again until spring.
You're good to go. We actually asked the client if we could get some packs sent to us for the holiday, being, you know, in the Omaha family. They said that too many people are buying them. We can't meet demand. So I went and I bought mine.
Yeah.
I bought my own packages, because that's how much I want that Omaha Steak for the holiday season. So, once again, omahasteaks.com, promo code KFC. Get it for $49.99, just like I did. We are officially, fully into the mail time season. Me and BC preached for many years that this is the best time of year. Short of the summer, when people just, like, literally don't come to work.
Okay, I was going to say, I was like, well, so we're mail time and pretty much year-round.
Yeah, at this point, it's like the winters and
once
the summers.
Once you get to winter and summer, man, that's the best time to not work.
But this summer is like a free-for-all for months on end. This is a condensed period of, like, 1 month, 6 weeks-ish, where, like, ain't nobody doing shit. There's going to be people who are either on vacation or taking, you know, a couple days on either end of the holidays. Nobody wants to do a goddamn thing. You're going to have office holiday parties mixed in there. You're going to be doing all sorts of other things that just ain't your work. So it's time to soak it in.
Dude, this is the exact opposite of how I am, just because it's in high school, we'd go back to school. We had a long break for Thanksgiving and then a really long break for Christmas. And we'd go back for like 3 weeks.
And you got to cram it all in there.
And we would fucking go so hard. Like, actually, it might even have been 2 weeks we were back for. But it was...
It's basically like spring break, but winter break.
Yeah. It was bananas how much... I remember I had to do like fucking read and break down all of Paradise Lost.
You went hard at school. I thought you like raged parties.
No. Like, we went fucking hard at school. So that's why, like I said on the quickie yesterday, like, I came back today. I was like, I was
bright
in the gym
eye,
this
bushy
morning.
Tailed.
I was in the gym last night. Like, this is the work hard time. I'm the exact opposite. We're like, this is the one time a year where I work hard.
you got a 4 week period of Feidelberg actually doing things.
Yeah.
Capitalize. I think that's a sign of call it maturity. I think old age, really. There's a few things that I think are signs of getting old. Number one, when you start to like unsweetened iced tea.
Ah, not that yet.
You're not there yet. You will be.
You are there?
Oh, yeah.
I got on.
And young unsweetened, babe.
Really?
I
never put that together.
It was a terrible feeling. Because I was that guy, like, I would take a sip of it and be like, get this vile drink out of my face.
It's always a surprise. Yeah. It's like someone, like you're giving a blowjob, you didn't give a heads up before it came.
Wait, what? You're giving the blowjob?
If you were, like, giving a blowjob and, like, you
right,
didn't
right.
get the
oh,
heads
if,
up.
The if, right, right,
yeah.
right, right.
Like,
if you're different than when, John.
Oh, listen.
Like a little surprise cum in your mouth. Everyone knows how that goes.
Look, man, I'm an asexual being.
I don't know. I
was like, trying to dig out of that
one. I tried
one.
To lean into the joke.
You leaned, then you
fell.
Yeah,
yeah, I suck dick.
Yeah, it's kind of like sucking dick. You take a sip of your iced tea, and well, what they do, they bring you like the sugar packets, like you're going to make your own, and that never works.
Oh, you that's know,
it's
insane.
Like, you could put 1,000 sugar packets into your iced tea. It ain't coming out like Snapple. It ain't coming out like Lipton. You get like the Country Time, the Lipton. I would just shovel those scoops in. Those things were like fucking shovels. They weren't scoops. I used to love that. But now, like, I'm straight young unsweetened.
Even like what I'm referencing is like when I get an iced tea a lot, like they won't tell you and you just get it in like a fountain soda.
Yeah.
And that first sip is always like,
it's bitter.
What came in your mouth is a surprise. It's not just what like you wanted.
And it's got no flavor, and it actually has a bite to it, and it's goddamn delicious. Mm-mm. Now, actually, I have to put like 5 lemons in mine. Like I load up on the lemon,
so
not the sugar. But man, I'm telling you, that moment that you don't hate unsweetened iced tea, you're old. Another one that just happened to me even more recently, I had some Diet Coke the other day, and I didn't mind it. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't like any soda, so
yeah,
that's
fuck
gross.
You little bitch.
I don't know, soda just, it burns. I don't like it. I'm not a soda guy. I've always,
you know,
even
you
as
are,
a kid, people thought I was weird. Like,
yeah, you're a little baby back bitch. Like, you take a sip of soda, you're like, it's burning.
Yeah, it's like, why am I gonna drink
this? The best part,
a
freezing cold bubbly soda to set your throat on fire.
I was like
I love
kid
it.
as like a child. I was the kid that like other moms were like, you should be more like John.
Oh,
like, hey John, you want a soda?
Like celery sticks and water.
No thanks, Mrs. Whatever. Like, I'll just have a water, please.
What a dick you are, man. So, but I hate the diet flavor. Diet anything. There's that diet taste on your tongue. You know what I mean? And I had a diet the other day, and it like didn't taste any different for me. I'm like, shit, I'm old. And then now the latest one, when you want to come to work. Like when you want to get out of the house and come to work. Like I thought I could never could fathom a situation where I wanted to be at work. Now I'm there. And so I used to every day, like 10 times a year, I would write, this is the worst day of the year, and it was always coming back from holiday breaks or coming back from binge drinks, drinking weekends, and now, like, none of that applies to me. And I'm like, people are like, when am I going to get the blog? I'm like, I don't believe in that anymore, so I'm not going to write that blog anymore.
So maturity is when every day is the worst day of the year.
That's what maturity, like, all your drinks stink, and every day stinks. That's maturity. So that's where we're at with life.
This is the worst day of the year. It's no different than last Tuesday.
There's 365 terrible days of the year. Let's get into Barstool Front Page now, brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to sit front row? You go to SeatGeek. It's the best way to buy and sell tickets to any live events. You download the free app. You find your favorite team. You find your favorite band, your favorite comedian, your favorite theatrical play. You go see Hamilton, like fucking bougie Feidelberg, whatever it may be.
I got a new one I want to go see so bad.
What's that?
I'm gonna SeatGeek the hell out of it for it.
What is it?
Latin American History for Morons. It's a one-man show with John Leguizamo.
Oh my God.
It's supposed to be wicked fun.
You ever see The Pest with John Leguizamo?
No, I actually haven't seen
It's like
seen
the
that.
Best worst movie in the world, or the worst best movie in the world. I'm not sure. One-man show, Leguizamo. You want to get tickets, because I'm sure they're sold out. You got to buy them on the secondary market. You go to SeatGeek. It takes all the tickets being sold. It puts it on one easy-to-read chart. Full transparency, so you know exactly how much the ticket holder is charging, so you can buy the best price possible. It could be the cheapest, it could be the best seat, whatever you want. You know that you're getting the best bang for your buck. So download the free SeatGeek app, go to settings, click add a promo code, enter KFC, and you'll get $10 off your first purchase for any of the live events. You also, you want to sell tickets, best place to put them up for sale as well. The most people looking for tickets on the app, you'll move those tickets faster than anybody else out there. So download the app, use the promo code KFC, and get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Super Producer BC, take us through the front page.
Prince Harry got engaged, and it was announced by a town crier.
Hear ye, hear ye!
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Buckingham Palace proudly announced the engagement of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. God save the Queen!
Town criers are awesome.
Yo, here's the deal.
Yay! Oh, yay! Oh yeah!
That last there's so much stank on that last one.
Oh yeah! But hear ye, I thought the hear ye was how you do it. It's an oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah. Like, fucking right, baby.
Listen up, motherfuckers. We're going to have a royal wedding.
And you know what? I hate all the fucking smart-ass news reports or news organizations that are like, just so you know, the town crier is not officially part of Buckingham Palace. That motherfucker's officially part of Buckingham Palace.
Dude, you put on that outfit, you walk out with a scroll, and you yell, oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, yay. You live in the Buckingham Palace, okay?
If you have, like, the fucking gall to put engagement photos on Facebook ever again, suck a goddamn dick.
Nothing.
If you give me a town crier or give me bust. Like, if I don't have a town crier announcing my engagement, what's the point? Dude, what are we doing?
Dude, I might need a town crier for everything I do. Just make announcements like, oh, yay! KFC Radio has been released. Oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, yay.
Let's put that in stone. That's happening. We are getting a town crier. We're getting a KFC Radio town crier.
We need a new intern.
Yeah.
Intern search for a KFC Radio town crier.
Every day. You got to do quickies, too. Oh, yay. It's got to happen. This is the most sure I've ever been about anything.
Download on iTunes now.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So we're getting
right
a town crier.
Yeah, I need a town crier. Gotta have it.
I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy for Harry and Meghan, too.
Oh, this is one of those things. Like, when it comes to Meghan Markle, I've been in love with her for
a
long time.
Big
suits.
Suits.
I fell off on Suits, but I still my love for Meghan never fell. And, like, she's the reason I believe in love at first sight. Like, the first time she appeared on screen, I was like, oh, my.
She's the one.
I love this woman. I love people like a child, like, you don't even know what love is. I know what love is. It's what I feel for this woman right here.
It's Meghan Markle.
It's with her, I'm on like my May shit. Like, I want to see you happy even if it's not with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't feel that thing where, like, Chris Rock has that bit where Janet Jackson married Jermaine Dupri and you're like, I had a chance this whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I never have
no
that
ill will towards Harry.
None whatsoever. Yep. Like, she's a Disney princess. She deserves a prince.
I'm happy for these fucking kids, and people need to get off their back. Everyone being like, well, the royal family does not like that she was divorced.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck
well,
up, man.
Well, just so we're clear here.
It's because she's
half black. Yeah. It's because
it's
she's half black.
It's not the divorce thing.
They don't want a little drop of ink in their fucking perfectly incestuous bloodline. They want stay fucking transparent gingers.
Listen, man, you ever do the laundry and you leave a black sock in with your whites? The whole load is different, okay? The whole load has changed. The queen's been doing just her whites with the laundry for the past 200 years, okay? She's been alive since, like, the 1400s doing just whites when she does her laundry. She doesn't want that rogue black sock creeping up in there.
And those whites have been fucking each other.
Oh, yeah, those whites are just all mixed up in there, coming on all over each other.
Once you close the dryer door, it's like, let's have sex with other socks that are exactly like us.
You're on the spin cycle, dude. So, yeah, they're not happy that the divorce thing is, like, 1 millionth on the list behind the fact that she's black. Listen, the divorce thing's ridiculous. Diana was banging that Muslim guy.
I don't know much about
Diana. Prince Charles was banging Camilla. She was ugly as sin. Everybody's fucking all over the place. We're going to knock Harry and Meghan Markle because, she once had a relationship that didn't work. Get lost. You see the dude, the old dude, but like the previous guy? He's a loser.
Oh, Meghan Markle's ex?
Yeah.
No, I've never
seen. He stinks. He kind of looks like Connor the Mick kind of summed him up best. He's like, he's the guy at the party who's like yelling at you for not funneling 3 beers in a row. He just looks like a frat boy, like, dickhead. So,
really?
Which, I mean,
Prince Harry
kind of is that dude.
Prince
too,
Harry's
I guess.
Exactly
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
dude.
He's a party boy.
But like,
but he's
but
not
like
a
fun
frat,
way.
Yeah, like he's like major party boy. Like, come to my like my penthouse in Vegas.
Yeah.
Not like, I'm a fucking date rape you on the college campus sort of thing.
Yeah, two different ones. I like to think of myself as the latter. Or the former.
I
didn't know which one.
Terrible
you.
Time.
Well, you switched both. You went with it both ways. You started with him, then you went to Harry, then you went to Harry him.
I may have.
I'm the one in the middle.
I may have convoluted that situation there. Yeah. Former and latter fucks me every single time.
Oh, I'm actually quite good at it.
I'm always just like the second one that was mentioned is the one I want to be.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Former
it is,
and latter.
But it just doesn't. Former and latter. Those. That's not like up and down. Like former, you could tell me that former comes after latter, or latter comes after former. I don't know.
Think you could.
I mean, you could tell me that, and I would know. You could. I promise you.
I'm telling
I
you.
I promise
you
you could. So let these two live, and like let these two fuck, because you know they
can't
do.
Wait.
You know they
I
do.
I want to watch that.
Me too.
I'm a big royal family guy. I don't fucking care. Like, I texted you this morning, kind of out of the blue, I think. Like, I was just telling you that I wasn't going to be in for a minute, and then I just randomly texted you. Just I had to tell someone. I was like, yo, by the way, like, I'm so jacked up about the royal wedding.
And I'm not ashamed to hide it. I'm not ashamed. I'll tell you. I'll scream it from the rooftops. They're so romantic. I'm in love with these two.
Yeah.
These two kids. Just smash your
romance,
way through.
Romance,
and you know what
romance.
The best is? Let me tell you the best thing in the world. Being in the royal family with no fucking chance you're going to be the king is gravy. That's what you want. Like, 25 people need to die before Harry could actually become king. So he's just going to live, like, he's going to get all the perks and never have to deal with any of the nonsense.
I saw that net worth today. He's worth 47 million pounds. Yeah, 47 million pounds. So he's $100 million. She's worth four. So that's still, like, crazy. She's worth, like, $10 million?
I didn't realize that. Yeah. She's perfect.
USA's fucking cutting those checks.
Yeah, man. Now, somebody tweeted out that this is all a long con by the Brits. Because if they have kids, those kids are like part American now, right?
Yeah. If you're born to an American mother, it doesn't matter what country you're in, you're American.
You're American.
That's why Ted Cruz is American. He's
and
born
that's,
in Canada.
They're just Trojan horsing their way in and getting America back. You America has been free for what, 300 years, you know? We got you back
now.
We'll let you fuck that black girl. Just have some kids and we're going to fucking take that whole country back. The royals are wacky, man.
It was so funny. It was something along the lines of like, she will be eligible to run for president around the same time like she has a chance to become queen. Imagine the fucking queen of England as the president of the United States.
Oh, man.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm back in.
And then I'll be like British. I don't care.
Yeah,
whatever.
Fuck, I'll start talking with accent right now.
I'll let that whole American Revolution thing slide. Whatever. I'll be British.
By the way, the Brits, we have some qualms about this, trying to tell us we can't call her a princess. Princess Meghan, suck a dick.
I might even roll Markle, by the way. Princess Markle.
Princess
Markle. I like the name Markle.
Great. That's beautiful.
I would take
just,
her
just
name.
Like her,
Harry
yeah.
Markle?
Yeah.
Sold. Harry is international playboy to the max. Like, I think everybody knows that, but you don't even really fully acknowledge how fucking, like, awesome that guy probably is. Like, he probably can party with the best of them. He can fuck with the best of them. He's probably charming as shit. And
got
like,
that full head of hair too.
Yeah, well, so
the brother doesn't
what's
have
the
that.
Opposite of a glow up? Because whatever happened to William is a disaster.
Yeah, it used to be flipped, right?
Yeah.
William was the hottie.
Yes, because he was the, you know, Harry was the ginger or whatever, and William like blonde hair, blue eyes, chiseled jaw, and now he's got like an egghead. He's bald and his like jaw changed somehow.
Yeah, he morphed.
Not good.
Maybe he died and they just slipped a new one in.
But if they did that, they would slip in a good looking one.
But maybe then we believe. Then we,
right,
yeah.
So this is like the most realistic. Like,
I think it's also just like part of being British and white.
You just get
like,
old quick.
Like white people get old fast and get nasty.
Yeah, but if I was
rich
as shit.
White guys don't. White guys don't. White guys, we get hot.
We talk about like, you know, Tom Brady, like he got money and a hot wife and get hotter. Like, you're a royal, dude. You get hotter. You don't get uglier.
Yeah.
Like you get the fucking hair transplant, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, what's going on here? So, Prince William, you're out. Harry, hot in the streets.
Tennessee.
Well done.
Tennessee
hired and fired Greg Schiano same day.
Greatest, best winning percentage ever, bro. Never lost a game. Very, very, lot going on in the situation here. I think the Tennessee is a bunch of scumbags.
Tennessee?
Yes.
How come?
Because they don't really give a fuck about Penn State. They don't care about those victims at all.
Of course not.
They just didn't like this coach. They didn't want him.
What do you mean? How can you say that? You mean the state of Tennessee?
No, the fans of Tennessee football.
The fans of the state, yeah. I mean, that's the same thing.
Right, correct.
Those are
the whole state, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
So, I don't ultimately blame the school for pulling the trigger because when there's this much backlash, you can't come across as a Penn State sympathizer or whatever in any way, shape, or form. But let's keep it real here. Let's keep it 100. Nobody actually cares about Penn State. Everybody just didn't think this guy was going to be a good football coach. They stamped their feet about it, and they've ruined that guy's career.
Which makes no sense because, like, why do you think Greg Schiano wouldn't be a good college football coach?
I mean, he turned Rutgers around.
He took Rutgers
is the worst of the worst.
In 7 years, he took Rutgers to 6 bowls.
He's 5-1 in bowls.
With no fucking, really no recruitment pipeline. Like, that's a pretty fucking good resume.
I think he went from like 1-9 to like 10-1 in like a 4-year span or something.
And Schiano, there are two vastly different reports on what Schiano knew and what he didn't.
Yeah. Where, well, what I read was McQueary said another assistant coach came to him and said, Greg came into my office. He looked white as a ghost because he walked in on the showers and saw Jerry doing something to a boy.
Right. But there's also another one that is like, there was a rumor that Shiano had heard a rumor. And, like, that's, like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, two rumors? One rumor doesn't count.
Right.
Two rumors
being passed down by two different people after different year, like, many years gone by.
Here's what I know about Greg Schiano. Bill Belichick was asked about his character this morning. Bill Belichick said, they said, would you vouch for Greg Schiano's character? Bill Belichick said, 100%. 100%. Absolutely without reservations, 100%.
Here's what I know about Greg Schiano, because I don't give a fuck about Bill Belichick. Eric LeGrand tweeted out a picture of him.
That was going to be my
fucking, like, giving him a kiss when he was being carted off the field with a broken neck, and how he, like, stuck by him, and he followed through on everything he said, his word from the time he was being recruited through his injury. I like Eric LeGrand. That dude's a stand-up guy. If he rolls with Greg Schiano, I roll with Greg Schiano. No pun intended.
You know what my favorite part of this whole thing, though, is? It's like Tennessee, like, should be a good football program.
Right.
Historically, they're good. They should be good now.
They're not, though. So, whatever.
But you want to know, like, do you know who their number one donor is? Who therefore makes probably a lot of the decisions, since the donors do that? None other than Jimmy Haslam. Like, so the guy who owns the Cleveland Browns, the guy who owns the most disastrous franchise in sports, and is also the biggest donor for arguably the most disastrous franchise in college football. Like, I mean, yeah, that goes back to the Kiffin.
Yeah.
That goes, like, Tennessee's been bad for, like, a long time. And
you just don't want that guy doing anything,
like,
with your football program.
Don't
programs,
have
period.
Jimmy Haslam involved in your football.
Just keep him away.
Don't have him involved in your fucking gas company. Like, what is it? J Pilot, whatever it is? Pilot Gas Station? Like, he fucked that shit up. I mean, he made a lot of money off it, but, like, it was not run well.
How does this guy still have any football, like, power at all? Get out of here, bro.
Like, if you're looking at common denominators across the two major NFL. The disaster in both leagues has one common denominator. It's Jimmy Haslam. Maybe don't let that shit happen.
I ultimately understand them being like, we can't do this. This is a shit show. But, like, that is a slippery fucking slope. Because who's next? The next guy that comes in, he has some skeletons in his closet, some dickheads spray paint another rock, and what do you do then? Where do you draw the line? I understand that Penn State is the end-all, be-all of bad publicity and horrible, horrific tragedies, but where do you draw the line on this kind of shit? It's just a horrible precedent, and it's ruined Greg Schiano's, like, career. Like, that's it. Because the next school can't be the school that's like, well, we are okay with whatever he was involved in the scandal. Unless there's, like, hardcore proof that he's completely clean. You can't be the school that has that as your forward-facing reputation. So that's it. Greg Schiano's done.
Just to be clear here, too, by the way, Schiano signed his contract, right?
It was signed, and then it was, like, rescinded or whatever.
How do you rescind a contract once it's signed? Well, does he get his buyout?
I did hear that. I don't know if it's true. I heard there was a $20 million buyout.
Oh, man. Imagine what
that.
A fucking
so
day that would be.
Yeah. I'd be throwing a goddamn party.
$20 million, 12-hour span?
It's like, you know, you're a football guy. You wanted to be back on the sidelines as a head coach. This was your chance. Your career is now ruined. But you made $20 million in a day for absolutely nothing.
Oh, God. I almost just came.
I would love that. I think about severance packages and things along those lines more than I should. Like, if I could get one of those, I think about getting hit by cabs, like New York City cab. Just hit me. Just drive over. Just hit me one time. Let me get that payday. Any sort of quick payday I could possibly get, no matter what the cost is, like my health, my reputation, whatever it may be, $20 million for absolutely nothing, I'll take it no matter what it is.
Dude, I'm Stanley on, like, branch closing.
Yes. Yes.
I could not be more excited. me and my wife, we're going to travel. I'm going to retire on my severance. I am just jolly right now. That, like,
I need this branch to close so I can get some of that. And I need Fights doing the Stanley voice more in my life. I need that impression pretty much all the time. Let's, like, forget about the British accent when the Royals retake America. Let's just have you doing Stanley forever.
I don't even think it was very good.
No, it actually did not sound like him at all.
At all.
No,
it's
but
just
I like
a
what
standard.
You...
It's like
no, what that was like a white racist person from the South sort of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I could not be happier.
Isn't that like, boy?
I don't think so. I think I sound like a Stanley.
You sound like a Foghorn Leghorn, right? I said.
I don't know why you use Southern. You're not Southern.
I don't know. He's like a slow-talking black man. Yeah. What do we got?
Did I stutter?
Your boy Francis wrote a blog about sex islands. They sound fun.
Oh, yeah.
But check your lease, man, because you're living in f***ing city.
Sex Island is real and it's spectacular. It is I don't even understand how it's illegal at all. I guess it was going on in Colombia to start, so that's my answer there.
Yep, there you go.
It was like Yacht Week.
I told you when I went to El Salvador, and like you can just buy roofies over the counter.
like the gas station pills?
Like you just go, like my friend I was there visiting, she was like, yeah, like we can, you can just go get, I don't know why she would tell me that, by the way.
Why? she's like, hey, you know you can buy these roofies.
just so you know, like also you can just consent if you want.
We could cut out that whole roofie middleman thing.
But yeah, she's like, you can just go to the pharmacy and buy roofies if you want.
What would be the the purpose that you can get around?
Forget me nots.
Yeah, there you go. You're living on Sex Island, man. So the deal is, it was Yacht Week for dudes and hookers, basically. 60 prostitutes, unlimited booze and drugs for a 4-day binge on Sex Island. It has gone so well, shocking, that the members who signed up for it are asking to move it to the Caribbean, because I guess there was some backlash from Colombia, which is like, damn.
Oh, wow.
What was going on in Colombia?
You really fucked. You fucking, if Colombia's like, hey, let's tone it down.
Like, that's enough. So they wanted to move it to the Caribbean and extend it, because Sex Island's so much fucking fun. Yeah, like, no kidding. It's organized orgies. It's organized drug-fueled orgies.
I don't know if I like that.
You're not an orgy guy?
Well, I'll fuck in a group. That's fine. But I mean, I don't think I like my orgies organized. I think I like to have them happen naturally.
You want unorganized orgies?
Yeah, I want to be like at a beach bonfire, and then just everyone starts fucking.
All right. Even if it feels organized,
give me the appearance of spontaneity.
It's like the amateur porn that's like not amateur, but we're pretending it's amateur.
Right. Mofos.
I can get down with the idea that you want your orgies to be spontaneous. You know what it reminds me of? Like, you ever have like a fun party, and then like it's like what, like a, you try to recreate something. You're trying to recapture something. You're a fifth year senior. Like, it's gonna be awesome. We're gonna do it again, and it's just not. I feel like that's like if you build up the hype of your orgy and like I'm having an orgy, it's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden you were just like, yo, there was like five of us in a room and we just all started fucking, that's pretty cool. But if it's like, yo, five people, let's get in a room and have sex, that's a little weird.
Dude, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to have sex with one person. Fuck you.
No, I'm 100% on that. If you try and invite me to like an orgy, no.
I'm out.
If we happen to start having sex in a group, sure, I'll party.
It's the old Seinfeld, like, I'm not an orgy guy, but I'm on up for whatever guy. Mm-hmm. So I can't know I'm going into an orgy. If I found myself in an orgy, I'd be like, okay, we're going to ride this out. Maybe I'll never do it again. Maybe I will do it. I don't know, but I'm going to fucking find out. I also don't understand quite how you really perform in an orgy, or even a threesome for that matter. Like, my dick has like one performance in it. There's no like second act for my dick, you know? So I can't do double the work is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Half fucked? Do you get two girls who get half fucked?
Yeah.
Right?
I also don't know how much I'd enjoy it.
I get used
to a vagina. Where it's like, after a couple thumps, I'm like, okay, I'm in here.
How hard I can go, how fast I can go, how far I can bend this leg.
If we're switching it up, if I'm moving to a new house, like, it takes time.
Yeah,
I gotta get used to my new apartment.
Yeah, like, you know when you go, you wake up and you go get a glass of water in the middle of the night, you can just walk around your apartment, like, eyes closed, no lights on, you know exactly where you're going. That's like one pussy. And, you put me into another apartment that's pitch black, I'm going to bump into the walls, I'm going to stub my toe on the furniture. That's right. The second pussy.
Different depths, different tightness. Different,
right. She doesn't like it this way or that way, that's too hard. Well, the last one was just right. It's Goldilocks.
Every vagina is like a test.
You're trying to eat all the different types of porridge, just want the one porridge.
Yeah. If a vagina is a test, and I have to study a lot to pass that test.
Right.
I have to be home with the test.
I got to cheat, basically.
I got to cheat bad.
Yeah.
I have to be home with the test in front of me and just go over it and go over it and go over it for like weeks.
Right.
And eventually I'll pass. Eventually I'll be like, okay, I got it.
Pass. Like bare minimum. Like, all right. We'll
if you just throw a new test at me in the middle of it, you take that away. Like, here's a new one. Try and pass that.
No, I'm fucked.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I haven't been studying for that test.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with this
one. Like I was studying for like social studies and you just gave me a math test. Those are two different vaginas that you're trying to have sex with at the same time. I don't get it. Again, I'm willing to give it a shot. But.
And then if you're having sex with an orgy, you're probably going to throw in a butt girl there. Oh, boy. Well, then I'm really for a loop. I gotta start fucking a butt in the middle of fucking vaginas.
And then you're going butt to pussy. We know that's not healthy. Health class taught me you can't do that.
That's how you get a virus.
And then
infection.
Not only that, allegedly, supposedly, I think, by the way, the definition of an orgy means that there needs to be multiple of both sexes. So I think there has to be a guy involved.
Oh,
and so now I got to watch this guy who maybe knows that vagina better than me, or he just lays it better than me. Now I'm self-conscious.
Yeah.
Now I'm like trying to do what he does. You can't mimic someone else's game. You got to play to your strengths. You got to do what got you there. So the whole orgy thing to me is, it's a conundrum. It's baffling. So I don't know if I'm going to do, you know, yacht week for orgies. I don't think I'm going to, like, sign up for that being my vacation. I would love it to unfold naturally. Oh, my God, there's 60 Colombian hookers here, and I'm going to fuck a bunch of them at the same time. I don't think I can sign up for Sex Island, as fun as it sounds.
I can't sign up because I know I would die there. And, like, I'm not kidding at all. Like, I know I would die.
In the sense, like, you're never coming back? Like, you'll overdose or some shit like that?
Yeah, no, I'd die. I wouldn't come back ever. Because, like, I'm super anti-hangover. Well, I'm strong, and I'm firm in this stance where I don't like hangovers.
You know, that's a sign of getting old, by the way.
That leads to, well, no one ever likes them.
No, but the day that you let the hangover really stop you is when you're showing signs of quote-unquote maturity.
Well, therefore,
or lameness.
What I'm about to say is super immature. Because you're just going to
do the drugs until you die.
I start drinking right away. Like, I don't stop drinking until, like... During the summer when I'm drinking a lot, like, I stop drinking like Sunday at 6, and then I let that kind of ease me into sleep, and then I have a hangover Monday. I'm good Tuesday usually. So, like, I wake up Sunday morning, the first thing I do, like, go to the fridge, beer. Like, if I was there, I would be like, Sunday morning I wake up, beers, coke, beers, hooker, coke,
hooker again,
drugs, hooker, yeah, like, just nonstop, and then... Like, Sunday turns into Monday, which turns into Tuesday, Wednesday. I'd have about 2 weeks of that, and then I'd tap out.
Tap out. Your body would be like, we can't do any more drugs or sex, pal.
Yeah, now we're done.
And you would just do it until you die. I respect that. That's a good way to go.
But I know my limitations.
If I had a terminal disease, because you also can't do this when you're, like, 90. You got to be able to, like, go. So if I had a terminal disease, I would sign up for Sex Island. I also think that 4 days, I'm good. These people who are like, let's move it to a different location and keep the party going, those people are savages.
Well, those are my kind of people. I would do that 100%.
Right.
Because I would be like...
But you would die from it.
Yeah.
So maybe these people are just going to their death in the Caribbean, which
is
good for them.
You put out the quickie yesterday entitled The Unchecked Man.
Oh, that's a great title. If you haven't caught on to the KFC Radio Quickies, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in addition to your usual Tuesday, Thursday episodes, 15 to 20-minute mini-episodes where we tackle one subject. The one we did yesterday was the New York Times saying that if you let boys be boys, if you let the unchecked male libido run wild, they're basically just going to kill everybody and fuck everybody. And me and Feidelberg weighed in on the situation. What would Super Producer BC do if he was an unchecked man?
If I was an unchecked man?
Pass. Yep. Pass on this question, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Like, just in general? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, would you murder people and fuck everybody in sight?
I don't think so, but I definitely think I'd get a little more physical. Like, you know, like,
Feidelberg said, like, in both senses, like, my body count would be higher. I would kill more people and I would have sex with more people.
No, I think there's some suppressed rage.
Oh, yeah.
And I...
Well, that's called being... Irish, that's called being a Clancy.
And it doesn't even have to get like I'll fight you, but I'll definitely, like, there's a stigma about just losing your temper.
Right.
I feel like
it's probably better
to lose your temper more often than we do in general.
We lose it like once a year. It needs to be like a quarterly event, I think.
Right.
And if you could like a daily thing, it'd be great.
Like inanimate object rage. You know, where you're just like, you're upset about the rest of your life, but like you stub your toe and you just like, you know, kick something until it breaks into pieces.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like, I think you just maybe, you know,
happen all the time.
Shout a few people down
and
a little
bit more
often.
And it would be like, well, I'm an unchecked man. Tom, what would you do if you were an unchecked man? You're like 24. You basically are one, so.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do anything physical, I don't think.
You wouldn't murder people?
No, I would just drink in public a lot.
That's a good one.
That's all I think
about. What do you expect from me? Yeah. Is that guy drinking? Yeah.
It's if I can say so, I think it's probably our strongest quickie yet. Anything that's immediately disavowed by the Barstool Audio community is, like, that's strong.
That's when you know. I mean, Mikey Fowler put out the just a reminder, the views and opinions of KFC and Feidelberg do not speak for Barstool Sports. I said, this is the best endorsement for a podcast I've ever gotten in my whole life.
Yeah, that, like, we went in hard. I recommend checking out the quickie. We can't – time restrains us from going over it again, but go listen to it.
Yeah, it's on the feed. If you're subscribed, you'll get the new quickies every time they drop.
Apparently, Hillary Clinton just announced that no one's asking her for help on how to become president.
Yep.
Yep. Shocking that nobody has gone to the woman who lost what should have been the easiest election in political history. Just go beat the dummy from a reality TV show. Nobody's knocking down her door looking for advice.
It's so pathetic. Like, if she just never talked again after the election, she could be like romanticized.
Yeah,
like you could be a
martyr almost.
Right, like be like oh my god, like we could have Hillary instead. Like, it would be so much better. But you just, she opens her mouth and you're like, Jesus Christ, did we even get the worst one? it's fucking insane.
So back it up. I mean, she lost.
And mind you, the worst one, what I think is, I don't know, they're both fucking horrible. I really don't know who's the worst one. But Trump, as we speak, is honoring Native American code speakers in the White House while bragging about the election, of course. Calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas.
Yep.
And they are in front of a portrait of Andrew Jackson.
That's like,
that's where he's making the Navajo code talker stand.
That's like if you,
like, in front of a fucking portrait of Andrew Jackson. Are you fucking kidding me? And she speaks and we're like, he might be better.
Yep. That's how just unlikable you were. Like, yeah, we'll take all that other shit. And then she also lost to a black guy. Right, Obama beat her out on the debate. So you lost to a black guy and Donald Trump. You are the worst white politician of all fucking time. So forgive me for not knocking on your door looking for advice on how to.
But the audacity to even say, like, no one's asked me for advice. Like, yeah, no, like, no one has come to me and been like, Fights, how do you fucking pick up hot girls in the bar? Fights, how do you be happy every day? No one asks me these questions.
Fights, what's the key to a happy life?
Yeah, like, John, how do you have a successful relationship? I don't fucking know, man.
Woody Johnson, how do you run a competent football organization? how do you find a good quarterback? Like, go ask the Jets about that, you fucking idiot.
Fights, who's this congressman that's taking dick pics?
Ah, my boy, Joe Barton.
Your boy.
Joe Barton. Joe Barton's a fucking weapon of mass destruction. This fucking guy, man. All right.
The best way to describe this guy is bulbous. He's just round tits and a round belly. It looks like a beer ball belly.
So Joe Barton is a congressman who he got busted sexting. And it's just the worst sex of all time. He went undercarriage, which is just a wild move for sex.
Listen,
like, you gotta think of your dick like a boat. Where, like,
okay,
topside, where you're looking best,
pretty.
Once you get under, you got like barnacles and shit. Like, it's just fucking nasty.
I got something on the underside of my dick that I think I might need to get checked out. I'm like, what is that down there? It's like this black spot. It's like you know how Jupiter has the red spot. I got this like dark spot on the underside of my dick. It's weird. But here's what I'll tell you. I think it's a cocky move. I think that with girls, like anything else in the world, it's about setting yourself apart, standing out. Girls see the top side of your dick all the time. You send an underside dick pic.
They often,
you're taking
talk
the initiative.
About the gross, dark underbelly of society. Like, your dick's worse than that, buddy.
Well,
the underbelly of your dick.
I genuinely don't have...
It basically looks like a pig's stomach. Like, just these weird things sticking out. Fucking weird hairs coming out.
Yeah, but here's the thing,
a dog's stomach. Anything with nipples.
Dicks are weird, man. Balls are weird. I don't have a problem with the underside of his dick. I have a problem with his fat fucking belly and his old face being in the picture with
him. Yeah, well, that's like rule number one. Well, that's rule number two of sexting.
Give me Feidelberg's rules of sexting.
Okay, very simple. Rule number one, no unsolicited.
Pussy.
Which I think he obeyed this rule. Right?
She wanted it.
So if we're breaking down our checklist here, Joe Barton passed.
Ding.
It was not an unsolicited thing. It's actually, kind of sad the state of, I guess, politics or just really men is like in his statement he had to make clear that it was a consenting adult woman. Like, that's how bad it is for, like,
politicians.
Check.
Yeah.
Like, yo, she was an adult. I sent my dick to an adult, so, like, what are you going to do?
Hey, come on. That's pretty good. Yeah. You look around these days, like, that's you got to throw me a
bone.
I'm
one up on, like, six people right now. Number two with the dick pic, the rule, the sexting is, like, you got to do one of two things. You got to either go flaccid. Not flaccid. I'm sorry. I used the wrong word.
You do not go flaccid.
You never let
anybody see your flaccid
penis. Yeah, no. 100%. I misused the word. I meant chubbed.
Helicopter a couple times.
Yeah, and because then you like
room to grow.
It has a little mystery, a little imagination. Right? She can use her imagination. She's sitting, and then the dead dick stays on her mind because she's like, the rest of the day she's thinking like, what's that dick all about?
Yeah, well, you could also be like, you know, I need a little something to finish this. Like, you know, you want the flag at full mast? Like, you gotta send something back, babe.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. Or you just go full boner. And you make sure there's nothing in the image to scale. Like Photoshop it into a stock photo. Like, just a white background.
Even with, like, the watermarks along the side.
Yeah, like, this is a dick. There's nothing else you could possibly...
It could be 12 feet. Could be 12 inches. Could be, like, 4.5. Whatever.
Rule 3, and this one, Joe...
So, rule 1, passed. Rule 2... Absolutely did not pass.
Super not pass.
Super not, like, failing, like, zero. You go to zero on the test.
And actually, this brings up a point of mine here that I think, like, a 27 sounds worse than a zero.
Okay, so we got, like, a 27.
You got, like, a 27.
Yeah.
Because that means you actually fucking tried.
I once got a 13 on a test.
Yeah.
I know that. It's stuck in my brain. It was wordly wise. I don't know if anybody out there is old enough to ever have that. It was like a vocab test called Wordly Wise. It was like a book. I got a 13 out of a 100. And I was like, holy shit. I do not know the definitions of words.
So, yeah. This one, he got, like, a 20. He got a 13.
Yeah.
Number 3, Joe, pass this one. I don't do the drunk sexting. Like, I mean, I'll do it, but I don't prefer it. Joe sent this text at 1:19 on a motherfucking Tuesday.
On a fucking lunch break, babe.
That's what I like.
Hey, what are you doing? You're eating a little tuna salad? Bam! Also, look at the underside of my dick.
I'm all about the midday sex.
Yeah. Like, well, that's when you know, you're sitting at your desk or whatever, your mind's wandering, you want to be, hey, do I want to be at my desk, or would I rather be at home, like, with that fucking undercarriage right there?
Right.
I'll take the undercarriage.
I'll take that. Yeah, that's fair. If you're wondering what's the best situation to possibly be in, like, I guess that gross dick passes. And then the fourth one, he failed this one as well. Like, I can't imagine getting horny if you're sending me back green bubbles.
And he did it on his flip phone.
He sent it to her, I believe. Right. It wasn't his flip phone. So he's sexting with a girl with motherfucking T9.
So she has the shitty phone.
Yeah, I think so.
So you got to make sure your recipient has the best possible way to view your dick.
Yeah, and also just like when she replies, like, I don't see a green fucking bubble. I don't want to. I can't imagine getting hard. Like, knowing that it takes you four.
No, you're a poor.
Four presses.
I don't get hard for poor people.
I'm not fucking a poor person. Gross.
Hey.
Yeah.
S. Yeah. Oh, no.
I know you're not fingering yourself. You're too captivated with the
fingering your phone.
Yeah. You're too busy.
But if we're breaking it down here mathematically, he's two up, two down.
He didn't. Yeah, that's a 50.
Well, but we're not talking like 65 here. We're talking like it's very much more like pass fail, and 50 is right on the border there, if you ask me.
Well, but also each one, if we got to go right, importance level.
Right.
Pass the first one, most important.
Second,
horrible super
fail. Listen, I'm just saying, if he didn't have a terrible belly, man tits, and an old person face that went along with it, I'm okay with sending weird angles of your dick.
Well, that's the rule of life. Yeah, if he was hot, sure, it'd work.
But not even hot.
If you were a hot guy, it'd play.
I think if you're a normal person, I think it's POV. You know, POV porn is very hot in the streets.
Well,
chick mostly see? Underside.
Yeah, but that's like that's a meme that's ugly for a reason. Like, oh, what she sees versus what he sees?
Yeah.
What she sees versus what you see?
But reality is, you know.
I think you're wrong here. I think she deals with it then. Because there's at least something inside of her making her feel good. I think when it comes to just fucking photo ops, you don't want to highlight those features.
Depends on how much of a freak she is, bro.
Speaking of freaks,
or I guess not freaks, Khaleesi, Amelia Clark says, we should stop focusing on the nudity and sex on Game of Thrones. Hey, Khaleesi, how about no? How about no?
I kind of side with Khaleesi here in the sense, like, I don't really get too wrapped up in it. Like,
I don't get wrapped up in it, but it's always a nice, like I said this a million times before, when you put on a movie or a TV show and you see TVMA and there's that N and that SSC, strong sexual content, I don't care if you're 13 or 113, it goes, moves a little bit.
It's cool, but like it's also one of those things where it's just like, I don't know, I mean we talk about like a pair of tits doesn't move the needle for me, really.
No, but like Game of Thrones is more than a pair of tits, like she was smashing Khal Drogo.
Drogo. Yeah, that was fucking, what? 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm. There should be more of that, bro. But this is what got me, though. Her quote, I don't even really know. I guess I'll read the whole thing for context. She says, she's talking about The Handmaid's Tale. I fucking loved that show, and I cried when it ended because I couldn't handle not seeing it. That's all sex and nudity. There are so many shows centered around this very, very true fact that people reproduce. Quote, people fuck for pleasure. It's part of life. I need that to be written into the script for season 7 or 8 or whatever we're on now.
Is there audio of this interview?
Like, I know, that's what I need. People fuck for pleasure. It's part of life. You're goddamn right. People also masturbate to your television show. That's a part of life. So let's keep the nudity and sex rolling. Thank you very much. Time to get into the voicemails. They're brought to you by Tailored Clothing. Tailored Clothing is the official clothing brand of KFC Radio at this point. Fights rocks it. I rock it. I rock it better than him, even though he tries to rock it better than me. No. I rock it better than you.
I don't think so. You complimented me on my pants just this morning. You said those are nice pants.
They are. The maroon pants are. So there's there's like the tailored pants, and they have the. Is it called paisley? Is that what the
You bet you it is.
Yeah. So there's paisley on the inside. So when you cuff it up, you get a little bit of pattern to go along with your solid colors. I have the periwinkle. There's also just your standard gray, and then there's the maroon, and those three pairs of pants are they're a staple right now. They're part of the rotation at this point. You want to get cocky, you go periwinkle. You want to keep it pretty neutral, you got your grays. And then there's the maroon, which I feel like is an earth tone for the winter time. It just kind of works with the seasons. And so I'm all on board with Taylor. Fights is as well. They're on board with us. They were advertising with the podcast, they're advertising with our Facebook videos. So they are all about Barstool, so Barstool should be all about Tailored. They give guys a seamless online shopping experience with high-quality, great-fitting men's classics, versatile chino pants you could wear to work or to happy hour, and you get clothes that fit your body and fit your lifestyle. You look damn good in the process. They have three distinct fits, fitted, slim, and standard, kind of like, remember Nintendo Hockey? There was the small guy, the medium guy, and the fat guy. I feel like that's what Tailored has. They got the three fits for everybody, so that you feel comfortable and you look good rocking everything they have as a part of their brand. So right now, use the promo code tailoredclothing.com, TAYLRD clothing.com/KFC, and you'll get 20% off. You get free shipping and returns on orders over $75, and a portion of all profits goes to Tuesday's Children, which is for the widows and children of 9/11 victims. So you'll look fresh, you'll get it at a good price, and you're doing a good service to anybody who lost a family member in 9/11. It's Tailored Clothing, TAYLRD clothing.com/KFC for 20% off.
You remember the girls from Ireland that called in?
Yes.
You remember the advice that you gave them?
No. So let's recap quickly.
Shout out. Shout out to me.
Okay.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to John. Why? Why are we shouting you out, John?
It's going to take a minute to figure this out.
So I'll recap the Ireland situation. This girl, she's studying abroad in Ireland. She's living with a slew of chicks, and like four or five of them are very cool. They like to party. They like to drink. Sounds like they like to get down. And then there was like one or two wet blankets that kind of just ruined the party. And it was like, do we need to continue to hang out with this person? I think we told them to get obscenely drunk and make them get obscenely drunk to the point that they're just like, we can't hang out with these
poison.
People anymore.
Poison.
Oh, yes, poison.
That's why shout out to me.
Yes, shout out to Johnny Poisons over here.
So Joan Crawford, if you know, she's like kind of like one of those old Hollywood actress types.
Okay.
She was asked, this is from a while ago, tips on entertaining. I'm just going to read it for you.
Sure.
Joan Crawford on entertaining at home. The best parties are a wild mixture of people. Take some corporation presidents, add a few lovely young actresses, a bearded painter, your visiting friend from Brussels, a politician, a hairdresser, and then toss them all together.
We're having an orgy here, I think.
It's especially important to have all age groups. Of course, I wouldn't want to have hippies come crawling in with unwashed feet, but all younger people I know are bright and attractive and have something to say, and they dress like actual human beings.
Okay.
And here's the big part here. Another important party secret is I always add a splash of vodka to everything. Nobody ever knows, and everyone winds up having a wonderful time. Joan Crawford, pro poison.
Poisoning.
Thank you very much.
I mean, when you say vodka to everything, we're talking like food, snacks.
Probably
like,
rum ham.
Be like, these fucking potato chips are a little soggy, and they got a bite to them. No, those are vodka chips. Those are vodka potato chips.
She has everything. It's italicized.
So this
she
old
has
bird.
Always italicized, add a splash of vodka to Everything I tell
Seth. So this old bird, Joan Crawford, she knows how to throw a party, and it's to get people poisoned and drunk. So that's what we said.
Yeah, apparently so do these girls from Ireland.
Hey, guys. So we're the girls last week from Ireland. Just calling to give you a quick update on the weekend. So, some relationships were damaged, but overall the core four is still strong. Basically, we took all your advice. On Friday, we poisoned them, but in the nicest way possible, with free alcohol. Ditched them on the streets by saying I forgot my phone at the apartment. Caused a girl to black out for the first time. Three girls had meltdowns and one lost her wallet. But honestly, all in a day's work. But because of your advice, you realize you're probably never going to have to see these girls again, so just live it up. Overall, 10 out of 10 would recommend poisoning. And also, KFC, don't be salty because you didn't study abroad. People in Ireland are basically just drunk 24/7. But thanks, guys, for the advice.
Okay, well, so, first of all...
Dragging too many words!
First of all, let me talk to you about the way that you speak on your voicemail, because it's so fucking annoying, and I feel like if you talk that way to people in real life, they'll fucking hate you. So now I'm on the side of the other girls, because it's probably not that they don't know how to drink or party. They're probably calling up other radio shows being like, so there's this girl we hang out with who talks like a fucking asshole. How the fuck do we get away from her?
You're salty. You didn't give poisoning advice.
I'm just not wrong about Ireland. It's a dreary, weird, ugly place. And that's where we're from, and I'm sure you can have fun. They're going to have fun fucking anywhere. But if I'm going to go abroad for several months where you can just live unchecked, let the male libido rage, I'm not trying to go to fucking Ireland. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair.
Anyway, the poison thing seemed to work. It's not like she ruined, several nights, and now everyone's, going to separate. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, I said you'll have fun that night. I didn't say you'll have friends the next day.
That's a last, we're going to poison you. See you never.
Dude, I can't stress how often I poison people. It's
the last gun in the bullet, though. Let's be clear. You do that, and...
I pretty much poison people right away.
Yeah, okay. Well, you also don't have, friends.
Okay. Fair.
You also have, a weird, depressing social life. So, what can I tell you?
So I have to poison people to hang out with me. No,
it's a vicious cycle, really.
You have, when people... I'm always, the guy who's like, hey, you want me to make you a drink?
Oh, yeah. I'm big on that.
I'm poisoning the shit out of you with that drink.
I learned that the best from my father. The minute you take a sip, it's filled back up.
Yeah.
And it's I don't even know how many I've had because I haven't gotten to the bottom of one. Right. So this is technically just one big drink.
And by
I've
the way,
had one.
I'm pouring you quadruples here. I'm just scooting.
There's no mixer. Yeah, no, the club soda in there, there is none. It's just straight vodka.
I love mixer. Can we actually put the clip of this in Always Sunny when they talk about mixers?
What do they say?
Tom's my Always Sunny guy.
Orange juice. Yeah.
When they're like, what do you mean? Dude? I thought you said there wasn't when they were on the gay cruise or the Catholic cruise. It's what do you mean? I thought you said there wasn't alcohol on this boat. They got mixed. They got vodka. They got screwdrivers and cranberry vodkas right there. It's no, Charlie. Those are just
orange juice.
Yeah, people drink mixes. I don't know.
Dude, I thought you said they didn't have alcohol. Look, they got screwdrivers.
Oh, no, Charlie. That's just orange juice.
Orange juice, the mixer?
Yeah. People drink it. People drink it, yeah.
That's crazy to me. When was the last time you drank straight mixer?
Oh, I had a Diet Cola mixer a while ago.
Oh, did you?
people just drink mixes? Yeah, I don't know. Some people like it.
Ireland girls, core four, fix your voice, change your cadence. No one ever wants to hear you talk ever again.
This guy, he basically has a disaster of an ex-girlfriend, feels like he dodged a bullet. And thinks that Fights may have something in common with him.
What's up, KFC, Fights, the crew? Got a quick story and a question for you guys. So I'm in college. I just broke up with my girlfriend. And then, of course, as we're talking about, hashtag stop relationships 2K17, things blow up. She's absolutely crazy. She's acting like a kid. She's still in high school. She's texting me all the time saying, I fucking hate you in all caps, and texting all my friends, telling them stories about my dick game and all this crazy ass shit. Whenever I see her at parties and stuff now, she throws shit at me, tries to dump beer on me, all this crazy shit. And I guess it's not as bad as it could be, but it
sounds pretty bad.
Me, I feel like Fights could have a good answer to this. What are some of your guys' best cases of dodging a bullet? Because, I liked her when I was with her, but now that we're done, it's just holy shit, bullet dodged. So, again, my question to you is, when have you guys dodged a bullet with a girl?
Irony here is not lost on anybody. He's talking about dodging things when he goes to parties and they throw shit at him. Imagine that, like, you walk in, I'm just like, John, duck! She's throwing a shoe!
God, you didn't tell me she was here, dude!
I mean, that is a diesel detail to just gloss over. I go to party, she throws shit at me. Like, what? And all along, Feidelberg's sitting there going,
I know that game.
Yep, I've been beaten with a boot. I've had shoes thrown at me.
I was unconscious, so I didn't have the ability to dodge, but yes.
So, I mean, I think we know your biggest... Dodge
I don't think
bullet.
I dodge any bullets.
I think the bullets just hit you. They just ravage your body. You just survived them.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I dodge any bullets. I don't really have anywhere I'm like, oh boy, that one could have been messy. Because, like, I don't know. I think for a dodge bullet, I think to, like, really count, it has to be, like, a serious relationship. Like, you didn't dodge a bullet with a college girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's true. I got, like, a mini dodge bullet. There was a chick, I've told this story before, the Johnny Utah's Barstool New York launch party. She's the hottest chick I ever fucked. And then one night I couldn't get my dick hard, and she just wanted nothing to do with me anymore, which I thought was a little bit harsh.
You got to perform 100% of the time?
That's right. I mean, come on. That's just a standard we can't live up to.
Look, man, yeah, I can't. Sometimes I can't fuck. Deal with it.
And then, so she blew me off, and then she got fat. So,
oh, I was like, hey. now that's a bullet dodge. Yeah, I don't
because at the time I was like, I'm gonna marry this girl, and then I'm like, good thing I didn't.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't like, I mean, like,
no, I'm talking about the fatness.
Times. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's not like enormous, but I was happy to be like, well, now I'm definitely going to not be able to have sex with you. I'm not even going to put
gross.
You in the situation where my dick can't get hard, girl, because you fatty.
I actually don't think I have any of that. Like, dude, the texting your friends your fucking dick game is, that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's just spite.
That's
just
standard,
like
your buddies probably know, ignore it, but like she's probably also being truthful.
Right. I mean, there's no way that somebody gets that text and be like, that was totally made up. There's rooted in truth.
I've had people.
Like, here's the thing: it has to be specific. If someone was just like, "Hey, it's me, John has a small dick," I'd be like, "All right, whatever." But if they were like John's like not flexible enough to make me like come in a certain position, I'm like, "Well, John, can't, you know that sounds very specific to me."
I've been told before like about friends like, "Oh, so and so like he like I fucked him, he actually sucks," and I'd be like, "I'll tell you what, I ignore it, but I'm still like." Changing my opinion a little bit.
Yeah, like, I'm going to believe... I need, like, a detail. Like, John, like, he profusely sweats, and it's awkward. And like, his sweat drips out of my face in missionary. I'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah, I believe that one.
And, like, you don't forget it.
Nope.
You don't forget it.
Nope.
So, like, it's a fucking disastrous way. It's a fucked up way for a girl to go. But, like, it does work.
Yes. Like, you want revenge. You want to get spiteful. That's a good one
that's
to do right there.
Cut all this out.
Yeah, that's, man, we're giving them too much info. We're violating man code.
I have a voicemail here called Being Spiteful, so I think that's a nice little transition.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
What's up, KFC? First time, long time. Alex from Jersey. Quick question for you.
1 hour.
The other day at a concert, I was with my friend and his new girlfriend, and his ex-girlfriend was at the same concert, came up, threw a drink in his face,
ooh,
punched him the whole nine. She got obviously kicked out of the concert. About 40 minutes later, she came back in a completely different outfit, found another drink, threw it again in his face, got kicked out of the concert twice.
Oh my God!
What is the most spiteful thing?
This.
You were fights of time to get back at that.
No, nobody has a story that compares to this. We're not even going to try to tell personal anecdotes that even compare to this. This chick, Bobby Valentine'd it. She got ejected, came back with a disguise, and did it again. That girl, if I'm the dude, I'm marrying her. I'd be like, let's work it out, because this is fucking incredible. You drinked me and punched me once. You got the boot. You came back and you did it again. Can you imagine, like, if I'm in the crowd and I see that happen, I would erupt. I'd be like, oh, she did it again. Holy shit. The resourcefulness, and like you got to think about the logistics, like, of her. Like, all right, so now she's standing like outside the gate, right? She gets like, if she got kicked out of the concert, you don't like void your ticket, so you can get back in with like your ticket stub. But you gotta like find yourself a wardrobe change.
No,
you
this is man, like most of these situations are manslaughters, where it's like, look, it was a crime of passion. We were there. I just threw a drink in his face. I lost it. This chick
is premeditated.
Premeditated.
Now.
Yeah. She had another outfit in the car. This is the only option. Get another outfit in the car.
This is my.
Just in case I get kicked out for beating the shit out of my boyfriend. I got another outfit.
This is my spite outfit. I have my spite wardrobe change at all times. And I love that, like, she didn't really even take it up a notch. She was just like, one drink wasn't enough. 12 ounces? Nah. I need another 12. Like, done. I gotta go. He's not wet enough. You're extra wet now. He probably just dried off enough. Probably just getting the vodka out of his eyes. Bam! I got you again! That is amazing. I can't, you know, I'd love to back up a fellow guy on this one. No, I love your girl. Yeah. I love this amount of spite. I love this amount of craziness, this amount of, like, revenge, the logistics of it all. This woman is amazing.
I love
this. This is right up your alley.
Love it.
Again, fella, call back and give John some sort of, you know, point of contact here. A Twitter handle, a Tinder profile, a something. Let my man John find his girl.
Dude,
she's
if you got a gal with that much passion, you got to lock her down.
I mean,
that chick loves
all,
you, man.
You know that chick fucks.
That chick loves you and she fucking fucks.
What more do you want in this world than a girl who's so crazy she'll fight you and get kicked out and sneak back in and fight you again? That's true romance, babe. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by Felix Gray. We stare at our computers and at our phones and at a screen 24/7. It goes from work to social media to porn to whatever, and your eyes are just burning because of the screen, of because of what they call the digital eye strain from blue light and glare. Okay, blue light in your eyeballs, you don't want that. We have to look at computers. You know, people are like, well, just shut it down. Like, just don't look at the computer. No, we can't do that.
Impossible.
So what's the solution? We got to protect our eyes while we look at the screens, which is where Felix Gray comes in. Felix Gray lenses are specifically designed to filter out the blue light and eliminate the glare. That's, like I said, the two main culprits of digital eye strain. They got the filtering technology embedded into the lens, so you don't get the weird, like, yellow frames. You don't get the weird yellow lens where you look like an idiot wearing, like, protective goggles. These are just glasses that look stylish, that look cool, that are actually helping out your eyes when you stare at a screen all day, because this is the year 2017 and that's what you got to do to make money and to have friends and to be social and to be a normal person. So everyone can benefit from this, whether it's work or play. Get the Felix Gray glasses. They're available in both non-prescription and reading lenses, but prescription is coming soon, and you get all orders that have free shipping and free returns, so you got nothing to lose except for that eye strain. Go to Felix Gray Glasses, that's gray with an A, felixgrayglasses.com/KFC to try your pair of Felix Gray computer glasses and discover a smarter way to look. That's a good way to put it, too. Smarter way to look. You put on glasses,
you
look smarter.
Like, tag.
That is a great, good job by you, Felix Gray. You know what? To be honest, I don't let my eyes bleed. I don't care. I just want to look cool. I just want to look smart.
If blood coming out of my eyes is what does it,
so be it.
Right. It appears it's not, so Felix Gray.
Done. FelixGrayGlasses.com/KFC to get your pair. Once again, FelixGrayGlasses.com/KFC. Last voicemail. What do we got?
You got those premium joggers on sale?
Yes, sir.
I feel like this chick would like them.
Okay.
What's up, KFC Fights? First time, long time. So the other day I was talking with my friend and some smoke show guy passed us wearing gray sweatpants, and I asked her, I was like, why do girls, including myself, find it so hard for guys wear gray sweats?
Yep. It's the sluttiest outfit a guy can wear.
It's because you can see the outline of their dick.
True.
And I was like, what the fuck? Is my friend a complete psycho for eyeing dudes' dicks through their pants?
No.
Or am I literally the only girl who has
it? Oh, man.
And I should probably start. Let me know.
Oh, okay, here's what we're going to do. When we put this episode out, we need to tweet out and say, girl who called in, maybe we even find her number on the voicemail box line, I need you to film yourself when you hear us, when you realize that you're just so dead wrong on your email, on your voicemail, because she is the only girl who's not looking. I mean, I'm looking at dicks in sweatpants. Like, that's, girls love the gray sweatpants look, and a huge part of it is the dick outline, the dick print.
I mean, like, wasn't that like a thing on Twitter, like the gray sweatpants challenge or something like that?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yes. It's got to be gray, because I feel like, you know, black, like, you can't, like, see the dick line. It's the gray sweatpants. The sluttiest outfit a guy can wear is, like, a t-shirt, gray sweatpants. And, like, and if you grew up, like, in my town, in my, like, era, like, in a backwards hat. Done.
Dude, like,
North Face fleece. Chicks will fuck you left and right.
I know so much about the gray sweatpants. I have boxers. Like, you have good dick boxers?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have certain boxers I can only wear with my gray sweatpants.
Because your dick's going to be ass, so you need your best dick boxers with your best dick sweatpants.
Right. Like, I basically wear it's like a training bra with my with my gray sweatpants.
Like, a training bra for your dick.
I
know. Coming to you soon in the Barstool Sports store.
I know I can't wear like boxers. I don't wear boxers.
I'll tell you what the move is. Just nothing on underneath. Just let your dick print fly free.
But if you have a pair of briefs that fucking
make it better,
yeah. Then you get both.
Yeah,
like it's looking bigger and you got the print still. I have three. I know them. Like. It's a pair of Jack Wills, I got a pair of Hanes, and a pair of fucking Calvin Kleins. I know all three of them fucking just, they hold my dick right.
Now, the sweatpants that you rock with them, are they joggers or are they like sweatpants?
I have multiple pairs.
Both.
It's any pair of gray sweatpants.
The sweatpants we put out are the are the quilted pants. They match the hoodies. That I feel like can maybe almost even give more texture to your dick print.
I think so, yeah.
Like
I think
your
definitely.
Dick will, it'll help your dick print.
I mean, look at YP's goddamn that fucking wagon in him.
Oregon Trail wagon. That kid, I will fuck YP's ass right now. That kid's butt is great, okay? He has a great ass in those pants. I don't know how, maybe, I mean, I think he's just naturally Y-peach, but if those sweatpants do that to everybody's ass, our sweatpants are going to be the most important sweatpants in the world.
In the history of the world.
Like, everyone's going to need a pair if they make your ass pop like that. But, guys, make sure you have, well, you got to have a dick to back it up, but make sure you have a pair of gray sweatpants because chicks go wild for it. Your basement's flooded every time you step out in the streets wearing your gray sweatpants.
You got to have the dick to back it up. But yeah, the fact that this chick didn't know that is just...
To be like, can you believe that my friend said that? It's like, yeah, you're the only one. So do me a favor, film yourself, and I want to see the look come over your face where you realize you're the one female on the planet Earth who did not know that gray sweatpants are what makes it move for chicks. I'm going to go put my gray sweatpants on right now. Let my dick print fly. That episode is brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI has been in business for over 20 years. 20 years, two decades, man. That's older than Robbie Fox. BetDSI has been paying out winners longer than Robbie Fox has been alive. How about that? It's A-plus rated on sportsbook review sites, and it's the best way to take your sports knowledge and turn it into cash. They got an easy-to-use mobile playing interface. So you got your phone out. Can do it all on the go, and they offer live in-game wagering. So you whip your phone out, you're at the bar, you got some sports knowledge, there's been an injury, there's been a shift in momentum, you realize that you got a little insider info, whatever it may be, you want to make a bet on the fly, they got the mobile interface and the live in-game wagering to make it happen. They put lines out on all the major sports, all the minor sports, all the weird sports. I'm sure there'll be some lines on like the royal wedding. Like, what is her dress going to look like? How long is the fucking train going to be? When is it going to be? Any type of big public event, whether it's reality TV show, entertainment, whatever it may be, they will set a line for you to try to pick a winner and get paid. Right now, use the promo code KFC25. You get a $25 free wager just for registering. That means just give your name, your info, and they'll give you $25 for free. After that, when you want to make a deposit, they will match it. 200% bonus. That means they double your money on whatever you put down. So make sure you do a healthy deposit the first time you get involved with BetDSI, and they will double it for you. Once again, BetDSI.com. Promo code KFC25. Free $25 wager. Free 200% bonus when you deposit. Feitelberg, any last words for him?
Nope.